So this report is the first economic impact analysis that the city's conducted in over 20 years. And I would say the number that really stands out is the $3.69 billion in economic output that comes to New York City for hosting the United Nations and the UN community. So as my colleague Peter Yeo said, hosting the UN here is the equivalent of having 7 Super Bowls every year. And so for the everyday New Yorker, I think that really hits home how much value the UN brings to New York City.
That's a huge number. Can you elaborate more on that?
It's mostly from jobs. The other is the economic output and spend that they do in terms of accessing local services and goods. But the majority of the number of the $3.69 billion is from the employment.
Has New York City encountered any problems from hosting the UN? And what about the cost that the city incurred?
I think hosting anything incurs, you know, some challenges, but these are challenges that we are more than happy to take on. We have not only do we recognize the benefit, which we do through this this report on the economic impact, but we also take into account the cost that New York City has from hosting the UN community, and that's about $56 million. And that includes everything from access to our free public education, security costs related to the UN General Assembly and other foreign dignitaries, the cost to my office. So this is something that we're aware of, but we're very proud to be the host of the United Nations.
Do you think people of New York really care about these economic impacts?
I think they will. We have been getting that information out to them. I think previously this hasn't been made clear to New Yorkers in a way that has reached them, and that has actually been the sort of a priority of my office. We have bus shelter ads under our campaign, We Are the City of United Nations, really talking about the importance that the UN brings, not only from an economic benefit perspective, but the intangibles, the educational, the cultural resource that the UN brings. Our flagship program for young people called New York City Junior Ambassadors really makes that connection, sort of drives home that connection to our young people, who then go home and tell their parents about it and their neighbors about it. And so we are spreading that value of the UN beyond the economic impact to all corners of our 5 boroughs.
Any further actions that the city of New York will do to further better the relationship with the UN?
I think in 2017, we are going to continue with our program with Global Vision Urban Action, which is connecting the Mayor's One NYC plan to the Sustainable Development Goals. But again, under the campaign, We Are the City of United Nations, it is a very active Tumblr and larger campaign that we are hoping that all New Yorkers participate in. So that is one way for the New Yorkers here inside the United Nations building headquarters, but throughout our 5 boroughs can participate.